If you are interested in signing up for the Margin Protection Program, a key part of the dairy safety net, you have until June 1st to do so.
As a result of the Bipartisan Budget Act, it was required that we offer a new sign-up for producers to come in and make new elections for 2018 coverage, which is why we opened the sign-up back up.
The Farm Service Agency's Danielle Cook says this includes people who enrolled in MPP last year, but she adds sign-up now is retroactive to the beginning of 2018.
That's absolutely a benefit. In the previous years that we operated the program, you make your coverage election prior to knowing whether a rate would be triggered or not. We know that rates have triggered for February and March thus far, so coverage being retroactive to January, producers will be able to take advantage of that benefit.
She says some producers may be waiting to sign up.
We expect that we'll get a rush of applicants in before the deadline date, but it's coming along.
The Margin Protection Program is a key component of the dairy safety net. Cook explains some changes that are aimed at making it better.
It goes from a bi-monthly calculation to a monthly calculation, so producers are paid more frequently and it's a better chance for a margin to trigger.
The new MPP also raises the amount of milk covered under Tier 1.
To 5 million pounds opposed to 4 million pounds. Also, the rates under Tier 1 were also substantially lowered.
The changes are more beneficial to smaller dairy producers.
One of the other added benefits from the Bipartisan Budget Act was the allow for a waiver of the $100 administrative fee for socially disadvantaged, limited resource, beginning farmers and veterans.
Dairy producers who are weighing their safety net options can find out whether the new margin protection program is right for them.
We have a decision tool available to dairy producers that they can access online and kind of play with their coverage options to see if they select certain margins and certain coverage level thresholds, what their payout would be.
Cook says she understands that some farmers may think they cannot afford the premiums.
But if they play with the tool enough and look at the margin levels, they will see what their net return will be, and they will get returns because rates have already triggered for February and March this year. And we expect that, you know, one should trigger for April as well.
The deadline for signing up is June 1st.
I do also want to mention that if they previously enrolled in the sign-up, they do have to re-enroll in this sign-up. It's not automatic.
For producers who do sign up by June 1st, coverage will be retroactive to the beginning of this year. This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.